The Warriors hosting the Portland Trail Blazers in a Friday evening matchup at Oracle Arena and getting great energy and a gritty effort throughout from the starters and the bench, with Kevin Durant powering his way to a game-high 32 points to go with 8 rebounds and 7 assists, while Klay Thompson delivered 31 points with 4 trays while grabbing 8 boards, and Quinn Cook added 19 points to the effort with 5 three-pointers, as the Warriors, with a solid team effort, grab a 125-97 win over the Blazers.
This was a great win by the Warriors. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were just amazing. In the second half, they had 30 on 11 of 15 shooting. And the Warriors, 17 of 32 on threes. In the losing streak, they were 25 of 106. And so, three-point shooting came back in a big way.
Steve, with Kevin playing with that second unit to open the second quarter, what do you think, what helped make all that work, do you think?
I just thought Kevin played a brilliant game with every unit that he was in. You know, we went to him in that with that group because of the foul trouble. He picked up his two early fouls, and so we flipped it around, kept Klay out on the floor, and I don't think that was anything dramatic. I just think Kevin played so well that he was going to be good in every unit he was in.
Steve, you spoke before the game about ball movement and driving to the hoop and screening and doing all those things well to get some open looks, and you guys went 17 for 32 on threes.
Yeah.
Did you see what you wanted to?
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, sometimes when the ball goes in, it makes the ball movement look better. You know, I mean, when the ball starts going in, guys get confident. And I thought in the first half we actually took some quick shots, some tough shots, and then we settled into the game, and the ball really moved well. Jordan Bell came in, did a great job for us. I thought he was the story of the game. You know, he hasn't had much of a chance lately, and he stayed ready, very professional, kept working every day, and had a really great performance tonight.
Speaking of the center position, is that a change you want? You only played Damian 6 minutes. Is that a change you're going to go to? You know, going.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's kind of matchup based, and but Jordan has earned himself some more minutes for sure. But you know, all three of our young centers are going to play. It's just a matter of matchups and who's playing well and what kind of rhythm we're in. So we'll see what happens.
Steve, getting out on the break has been kind of an issue for you guys the last couple games. Tonight that seemed to change a lot. You guys were running, pushing the pace a lot. What changed for you guys this evening?
Well, the defense allowed us to get out and run. We kept them to 41% shooting, and I just thought overall the defensive effort, the rebounding effort was so much better than the other night. That allowed us to get out into a flow.
You mentioned kind of accidentally running into that start of the second quarter unit. I mean, do you feel like you might have found something with that grouping at all?
We'll look at the tape. It could be. You know, we've really moved our lineups around quite a bit this last week or two. So we'll watch the tape, and if it's something that we really like and we think it's because of that group, then yeah, maybe we'll flip it around tomorrow night. We'll see.
Hey Steve, to your point about Jordan, how has he handled this whole season with just the role evolving and navigating all that?
He's been great. He's stayed ready and never complained and worked hard every day and stayed very professional. So really happy for him.
Steve, along the lines of the defense, you guys were able to block 11 shots too. How much fun is that?
We just looked like ourselves. You know, the activity level at both ends. You tend to block more shots when you're actually helping and rotating and flying around to the ball, and you make more steals. We had 11 of those, so it was just a really good night. And you know, Portland's been on a tough schedule too, coming back from Milwaukee on a long trip, and those are never easy games to play. So I thought we had the edge energy-wise, and we were obviously a little hungry, you know, after 4 straight losses.
See, that 22-3 run in the second quarter there was obviously, I thought, anchored by the defense. Was something said, or was it just that they realized if we play defense, this is what can happen. I mean,
I just think from the start of the game, the focus was the attention to detail that's been lacking in the last four games. Everybody focuses on the missed shots, you know, from the losing streak. But when you watch the tape, it's missed box outs. It's letting guys back cut. It's silly fouls. It's not helping, not building a wall in front of the penetrator, you know, coming down in transition, guys getting a little loose on the perimeter instead of building that shell that we want defensively. All that stuff was really glaring on tape, and we pointed that out to our guys. And I thought they really kind of got back to basics. And sometimes that's what happens. You know, you kind of focus on the details and get back to your foundation, and things get better.
Steve, kind of going back to Jordan, I'm sure you saw him lay out in the third quarter and save that loose ball right in front of the bench. What does that mean for you from a coaching perspective to see, you know, a guy put his body on the line? You know, I think it led to a made three after that save.
His energy was really a key to the game. And that play, I think it was second quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was second. But that kind of energy and effort off the bench is huge for a team, and it lifted the whole team up. They were all really excited by that play.
Next up, a Saturday evening matchup with the Sacramento Kings at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.